Hello and welcome to Android Snacks, a weekly update on the latest news in the Android developer world. Android Snacks will highlight the popular things going on, such as blog posts, libraries, tools, conferences, and anything else you may have missed in the last week. It's basically Android Weekly or Android Dev Digest in audio form. Android Snacks will typically be around the 5 to 10 minute mark, so let's get going. First up in blog posts this week is a primer on Android navigation by Liam Spradlin. Liam's blog post goes through all the navigation options used in Android apps and explains what they are, how they could be used, the considerations you should have when using them, and how they should handle history. He also shows us some examples of where these are used in Google apps. It's an article for both beginners and veterans of the Android world, and should prove to be a good reference to come back to. Though I'm still unsure how Google Plus gets away with using text with four elements in the bottom bar. You can ask questions to the Material Design and Design Relations team right now or on Tuesday, July the 11th using Twitter by tweeting @MaterialDesign using the hashtag AskMaterial. Next up we have Architecture Components, Lifecycle by Mark Allison. Mark's blog post talks about using the lifecycle of the newly introduced Architecture Components library. He uses an example of creating two location providers that need to hook into slightly different parts of the lifecycle, something that you may encounter with components you use or build yourself in future. This is the first blog post, and there's going to be a future blog post which will simplify the logic he has shown here, so make sure you keep an eye out. Last up, we have 7 Steps to Room by Florina Montanescu. Florina's blog post explains how to migrate to Room from a project that is already using SQLite. Room is the new persistence library from Google that is part of the previously mentioned architecture components. The article provides a step-by-step guide to get you well on your way to using Room. Florina takes you through creating Gradle dependencies, creating entities, DAOs and database, replacing your SQLite database calls with calls to DAO methods, testing and cleanup to get you up and ready with Room. There's also a sample app with different flavors, which is great for seeing the difference between the two ways. Now it's time for tools and libraries. This week we had an update to Butterknife. It's now at 8.7.0 with new bind font and bind anim annotations. SQLBrite has been updated to version 2. It now has RxJava 2 support, Kotlin extension functions, and an interop bridge for V1 and V2. We have a new library this week. Secure Keys is a small library which intends to help developers store important keys or information locally. It uses annotation processing to help you detect if someone might be doing something malicious with your code, such as if ADB is detected or if root is enabled. We have a new command line tool called Gradler. Gradler auto-completes in the command line and shows you your Gradle tasks. It uses caching to speed up your results, and it knows when it needs to be updated if you add new ones. We had a fragmented podcast this week where Don and Kaushik talked to PY from Square, where he talks about debugging app crashes, a concept he calls offensive programming, and breaking apps. Lastly, we have some conferences coming up soon. 360 AndDev in Denver, Colorado takes place on July 13th to 14th. There's AndDevCon in Washington, D.C. from July 17th to 19th. And finally, we have the Developers Conference in Sao Paulo, Brazil on July 24th. We have some call for papers right now. Android Summit in McLean, Virginia, Mobilization in Lodz, Poland, DevFest in Florida, and finally Code Mobile in Chester, UK. That's our first episode of Android Snacks. You can follow us on Twitter at Android Snacks, and please let me know what you think. You can find show notes and links to everything I've mentioned at androidsnacks.wordpress.com. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give us a rating and review on iTunes so we can reach more developers. This week's episode has been hosted by me, Mike Scammell. You can find me on Twitter, @MikeScammell. Our theme music is Fresh Kicks by Sono Sanctus. You can find out more at sonosanctus.com. That's the end of our episode this week. Thanks for listening. Welcome to Android Snacks, where we talk about building good software and becoming better Android developers. Hello, dear listener. Hope you're an Android developer. You're listening to Android Snacks, a podcast mostly about Android development. Hello and welcome to Android Snacks Backstage. I really can't do anything with this, can I? I need to get a life.